At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Live Mr. Gracie Show 126.
Yo, yo, what's up?
Yeah, yeah. Breaking out my
Merry after Christmas. Happy
Merry after Christmas. Yes, sir. Always good to spend the holidays with you, too. We had some fun last week. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Good old George.
Yo, he's fun, dude. Apologies. We didn't do a sound check before we discussed that. We will do that from now on, folks out there.
We got a little internet sleuths.
Yeah, you internet sleuths that bust our chops. Yo, Chad, did you get to see this over? Our president is just an hysterical person here. Is it this one?
Funny.
Yeah. Make America great again. And he's got the Home Alone pose and he's got Kamala and Biden in the background.
That's fucking hilarious, dude.
Yeah, this is from Team Trump's official account. I love how he has fun in the office.
Oh, yeah. Trolls the shit out of him. The left melts down.
Yeah, fuck that. I mean, he's not hurting anybody by doing this stuff. And he's like, you know, he's not lying about stuff. He's putting out funny memes and stuff like that, calling them out and their bullshit. And up in arms over it.
Oh, they're up in arms about everything he does, whatever it is, even the good shit. Like, now, you know, all the crazy ass fraud that's happening in Minnesota with all the Somalis. Now they're, Walls gets up and says, oh, the federal government is unfairly targeting the minority community. And it's like, oh, my God, dude, can you not call out anything that's fucking real, please? Your state and the federal government being ripped off for billions of dollars by these people. And, but we know what the real problem is. He knew about it.
Yeah.
And they got him elected. I mean, there's 100,000 Somalis in Minnesota, I think. And they all voted for, guess who?
Let me think.
Keith Ellison, the AG, who didn't know about any of this either. Ilhan Omar in her district. Ilhan Omar's net worth goes from zero to $30 million in 2 years.
And Tim Walz is what? A governor of Minnesota?
He's a governor, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so imagine all the fraud he was doing just as a governor. Imagine what would have happened, God forbid, he was the VP under Kamala.
I think that's why they selected him. She selected him because of the fraud, and two, that was helping to fund their campaign. The fraud was helping to fund their campaign.
If they uncover all this
speculation.
Chickens are going to come, or will they come home to roost? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, when prominent politicians start getting busted for this shit, then maybe. But until then, it's just all talk. You know, a lot of people are getting restless in the MAGA, whatever. MAGA movement, because there's not enough arrests going on. I agree. There needs to be arrests. Like, this massive, massive fraud going on. And the left turns their blind eye to it. The media doesn't cover it. And the people that, are the lemmings of the left just think it's not real. And it's just crazy, man. It's wild.
Well, it just seems like they come out with all the proof that all these shenanigans have gone on, and then nothing comes about it. Like, now we know that Tim Walz was, in bed with all this and part of it, and, the funding and laundering the money to the Somali daycare centers. But what's happening about it? Like, so now we have that information, but is anything being done to prosecute or go after? It doesn't
ICE is active in Minnesota deporting people, but Cash Patel says the FBI is on top of it, so you just got to start seeing some arrests. I want to see Ilhan Omar arrested and deported, denaturalized because she married her goddamn brother. That's facts at this point. She's like I said, she went from zero to $30 million in net net worth in friggin' 2 years. How'd that happen? She makes $174,000 a year in Congress.
The same way Pelosi's fucking stock market.
Yeah. And there's Republicans that do this shit too.
Sure.
Maybe not with the fraud, but they do investments and they have insider trading. Like, there's Republicans doing that shit too. But
breaking news, Ilhan Chad. Omar,
yes.
No Republicans do this. It's all Democrats. Oh, wait, that was a false report. Sorry.
Wow. It seems like the more and more that this fraud comes out and abuse of the government and its money, it all seems to be leaning one way, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I mean, so with, you know, Elon shutting down USAID, I mean, that was all friggin' going to Democrat causes and Democrat NGOs. And I mean, it's just friggin' insane what's going on.
Yeah, it totally is. I think under, like, we'll call it the MAGA Republicans, I don't think they're, like, bold enough to, like, be doing any of these shady shenanigans because they know all the stuff is coming to light. But the old school Republican Party, I'm sure. Rhinos.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. What up there, gracious audience? We see you out there putting in all the comments and all that jazz. Welcome aboard to another gracious Tuesday.
Thank you. Thank you. I got to pull up the chat. I always forget.
Yeah, man.
Up.
Yo,
there it
Chad,
is.
You got to see this, dude. This is Jonah Hill was, I think he's one of the funniest dudes out there. But what is going on with this guy as of lately, bro?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
I mean,
what? Now, obviously, he's in character for a movie, which looks strange, but like he is friggin' fan. Who's he, what the hell?
Who's he playing? Andy Warhol?
I don't know. I have no idea what this movie is.
That just looks like a creepy, creepy, like, way. I mean, maybe it's way healthier to where he's at, but it just doesn't. It looks strange.
Well, but he also has no muscle tone. Like,
right.
Doesn't look like he's working out. I mean, he's skinny, but like that one shot of his arm, you can just kind of like see his barely there deltoid and his friggin' humerus. It's like, what the hell is going on, man?
Well, after losing all that
baby.
Yeah. After losing all that weight too, I mean, don't forget how much skin you have that doesn't shrink down as you lose the fat and all that stuff. So he's got extra skin hanging and it's a whole.
Now listen, I'm happy he's gotten healthy and lost weight. That's great.
Sure.
But yeah, you're a little too thin now, bud.
Yeah. There's a happy medium somewhere.
Too far. Yeah. Let's get some weights in there. Let's start with some weights.
I'm hearing the people that came out with Ozempic now are starting to get some lawsuits filed against them because people are losing eyesight and a whole bunch of shit going on.
I've been saying this for a couple of years now. I'm like, just wait, just give it a little time. This shit's going to come out and there's going to be lawsuits. People are going to be, people lose their bone mass rapidly from it, like getting osteoporosis. I didn't hear about the blinding thing, but the side effects are not known.
Right.
It was never this was a diabetic drug. This is not used for the weight loss is just a side effect of it. And so now you're injecting massive amounts of this and not doing anything to counteract it. Like there was a guy on Rogan who owned a compounding pharmacy and he said there are ways to use Ozempic compounded with other medications that alleviate the side effects from it.
Wow.
And make you lose weight, you know.
The right way.
Safely. The right way. Yeah.
And so these fuckers, bro. I mean, it's just they don't care because they know that the selling of the drug is going to make them way more money than any lawsuits that are going to come their way.
Oh, they plan for that. They plan for that for new drugs. They put aside money for lawsuits. They know we're going to get sued for this. It's fucking evil.
It's so evil, bro.
And these people are out there supporting him like, oh, no, we can't have Robert Kennedy going against the drug companies. He's going to destroy our medical system. No, they're destroying your health.
Right. And at least with Ozempic.
Wake up.
At least with Ozempic, it's like they're not, it's not like a physically addictive drug like the Oxycontin they put out and hooked the whole fucking world on heroin. This is at least people taking it kind of like if you're taking a miracle drug that makes you shed 100 pounds in 3 months, you got to know. It's got to be some side effects to it or something like that. So you're part of the problem hopping on it, you know?
But then also, go ahead, sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, and if you're just trusting these pharmaceutical companies putting out a miracle drug, how many fucking miracle drugs have they put out that haven't been miracle drugs that have fucked an entire nation? And
they're miracle drugs for a little while, and then all of a sudden they're nightmares. So that's always the trend with these people.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say, but, you know, I'm sure there's people get addicted, though, to losing the weight. And they're like, oh, look how thin I am. I got to keep going. You know, keep injecting.
True. It becomes a mental addiction. You know, you look in the mirror like, oh, I'm starting to look good. But I mean, honestly, dude, and I'm not just saying this, I think Jonah Hill was a little bit more handsome when he had that weight on. Like, that just looks like a scary, you know, not to talk.
Yeah, like Wolf of Wall Street era. He was still kind of heavy, but looked good.
Yeah.
But not too heavy.
Right.
Like Superbad, he's fucking big, you know. He's a big boy.
Big boy. He's pushing like 450 ish there. Yo, Chad, I wanna show this to you and kind of unpack this together. TMZ put out a thing about Jeffrey Epstein. This was last week. And look what the it says right here. Jeffrey Epstein seen in new shocking photos after possible suicide attempt. And to me, he looks alive in these pictures. So I don't know what they're saying here. So they're showing, like, I guess what the injury would be, but he looks like he's standing up. He's got his hand on the wall. So are they saying that
did he try to suicide multiple times?
Is that maybe, but I didn't hear about the first attempt. And if he did,
yeah, I don't know.
Why did they not have him in a padded room by himself with nobody else in there? Like, why was he still in a cell with somebody else?
Good question. Apparently, I mean, I had heard that he was on suicide watch. People were supposed to walk in and look in the window every 15 minutes or something. But of course, that didn't happen that night.
Right. Conveniently.
So, who knows? It's, yeah. I still think he was murdered, but whatever.
So I got two theories in here. One, he was either murdered because he didn't commit suicide. That's if he's dead, he was murdered. He did not commit suicide. Right. Two, he's still alive, got reconstructive facial surgery, moved that fucking shitty island of his to another fucking remote island that we don't know about.
It's, and he's back Pacific at it. Now.
Yeah. And he's back at it going. Dude.
I mean, it could be. Could be. You never know.
Breaking news.
He's got a new Ghislaine. Yeah. Ghislaine, whatever how you say, has a new girl in her role. Knows,
or did they swap her out and that fucker in the prison isn't even her?
Yeah.
Like, when you got billions of dollars of that, Chad, can't you kind of do things like that? And
there's lots of possibilities with billions of dollars. Oh, yes.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
absolutely. I was going to say, I was listening to Joe Rogan and who's the guest? Not Shane Gillis. Yeah, maybe Shane Gillis.
Or the guy before Anderson or some shit. Were they talking about the pyramids?
No, it's not Shane. Oh, it's Tom Segura. By the way, have you watched Bad Thoughts on Netflix?
I got to see it.
Oh, my God. It's frigging hilarious. And it's like, you don't know what to expect in it.
Yes, all right, good. I'm going to check it out.
It is so good. So good. Tom Segura is a genius, dude. It's crazy.
I've heard him talking about it. He says it's like directly from his brain. They let him get as crazy as he wanted to.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
That's awesome.
Wait till you see it. Anyway, so that's where him and Joe and Tom were talking about the Jake Paul fight.
Okay.
And Joe has a lot of respect for Jake.
Sure.
But the one stat that they mentioned while I was listening is, like, Jake Paul has made $300 million from boxing.
Wow.
I'm like,
has any other boxer done that? Probably not.
I'm sure there have, but my point is, saying that is, he's laughing all the way to the bank. Like,
yeah,
dude made $300 million already from his boxing career. What? Yeah. That's friggin' nuts, man. But they were giving him a lot of respect because he's like, you know, Joe's like, he's a decent fighter. Like, if he wasn't a YouTube star, he would be a decent fighter, you know. And he went up, I mean, to have the balls to get in the ring with what's the guy's name?
Anthony Joshua. Yeah.
To have the balls to get in the ring, that guy was 6 inches taller than him, outweighed him by like 50 pounds or something. Like, the guy was huge, dude.
Huge.
And then took a punch from him. Like a bad punch.
A bad punch, dude. He broke his jaw in two spots. So supposedly Jake Paul made $98 million for that. But if you watch that punch he took that broke his jaw in the two spots at that time, who the fuck knows what that does to your head in the long run? Like, that's a shot you do not want to take. And I will give it to...
Yeah.
Sorry, I mean, I'm going to give the balls on this guy. I mean, that's just crazy to get in a ring. You knew the outcome was going to be Anthony Joshua putting him down at some point. But to be that devastating is fucking nuts.
Well, that's what Joe was saying. It's like his word of advice to to Jake was like, hey, man, do a couple more fights and then get out, because the trauma your brain just experienced by getting hit like that, you know, that's huge. Like,
yeah.
Your brain gets all rattled around your skull. Yep. And it was just interesting to see his reaction once he got hit like that. Like, holy shit. Like, he'd never been hit before like that, you know?
Yeah.
But you could tell when he's sitting down on the ground, he's like, like, what totally. Happened? Yeah. I can't believe he didn't get knocked out.
Me either. I think it's because the way it hit the jaw. Because if you watch where that shot hit, they have like one picture of it. His jaw is completely over here, bro. It's completely off of the track. Ugh. So that might have like took out some of the blow, so it wasn't so hard on the head. I don't know, but my God, dude.
Yeah.
He had a good game.
I have a different respect for Jake Paul than before I listened to Rogan. Not that I didn't respect him. I think what he's doing is, you know, it's ballsy.
Sure.
But to hear that he's already made $300 million from boxing, I'm like, damn, dude. Okay. He's, like I said, laughing all the way to the bank. You can call him what you want. You can make fun of him. You can do all that. Guys make $300 million from boxing. Like, what? It's crazy.
And don't forget in that, too. So that's what he made. But he's also putting on these fights. So he's also paying the fighters on the card good money.
Oh, yeah.
That they wouldn't have. Yeah. So he's doing a lot of good stuff for the sport. Probably the biggest thing to be done in boxing since, like, I don't know, like a big heavyweight champion like Mike Tyson or whatever brings eyes to the sport, because it was losing a lot of, you know, fans. Like, people were watching UFC and some other combat sports and stuff.
It's true.
And he's putting a lot of eyes on it.
What did Tyson get paid?
I think 100 mil.
Jesus Christ.
And he came out afterwards, Chad. So this is just something he put out, because he's going to fight. I forget who he's got some big fight lined up coming up, and they were like, but Mike Tyson. He's
oh, okay.
Yeah, I forget who he's fighting, but it looked like it was going to be a good fight. And they're like, but you look so kind of old, like in your last fight. He goes, I got paid $100 million to take a fall. So he's saying that fight was set up and he got paid to do it. He's like, in this one, I'm getting paid to fight and I'm coming out fucking hungry.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Well, because if you remember, we were watching before the fight, like his training videos and shit, he looked like a completely different person than was in the ring. He looked like a beast in those. Yeah. So
his training's crazy.
Insane, man. You don't want to get hit by some of those things. I just want to Carenza put up her comment real quick, because I think you misunderstood. So, yeah, she says Oxycontin is a medicine often used for severe terminal pain like cancer. Heroin is a street drug that could have anything in it. It is not controlled by a doctor, etc. Yeah, my point in saying that is that the Oxycontin,
we
basically agree. Yeah, we agree on that 100%. But the Oxycontin got a huge portion of the population hooked on these opioids, and then when the Oxycontin became too much money for them, they went to the street drug heroin, because they were addicted to this Oxycontin that the FDA said was not addictive. So they were lied to, you know.
Right. And doctors are giving them out like friggin' Pez.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a little pain? Here, take some Oxycontin. Oh, okay, great. Yeah.
Florida was a big state for that. People were traveling like from, I forget what they called it, like Oxycontin Highway or some shit, but people were traveling from out of state, hitting up like five doctors in a day, going to five different pharmacies, coming out with crazy amounts of Oxys, and then selling them, blah, 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 blah. They called them pill mills or some shit.
It's friggin' nuts. Friggin' nuts. And now it's fentanyl, which is way more deadly. And the left, of course, is pissed that he's taking out drug boats. Trump.
Number 30. Okay. You got another 30th. Let's go.
Like, they make no sense. It's just like whatever's anti-Trump they have to be against. And it just, it defies logic and reason at this point. You're just like, why are you against taking out drug boats that are delivering fentanyl into our country that kills 70,000 people last year?
Well, like, the funny part is that they are now, but in 1980, ex-President Biden was saying the same thing. Like, we need to take them out before they get over the border. And blah, 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 blah.
Well, Schumer helped pass the law making it legal to do this. And he's the one out there going, this is illegal. Like, what? Do you forget what you did back there? Maybe you did. He's fucking old. Maybe he's
right.
out. He should not be a senator anymore. This is another great, you know, example of term limits. Why we need term limits
yeah
for these people, and just to get rid of them. It's crazy, man.
And even term limits and even cognitive function, like tests of your brain to see, like, you could be 75 and have all your scruples, or you could be 75 and fucking be an invalid. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's differences in people. So there should be some kind of scruple test at some point to see, can you still do this job mentally? Like, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Especially for
is
the president.
Is 2+2 racist to you? Because if it is, maybe you should get out of office.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? Especially for the president, but for all the politicians. And the term limits, you have 8 years as a congressman, 12 years as a senator, you're done. Get out. You're done. No more. Get out. And you can't run for president afterwards. Oh, she's going to the slopes. Sweet.
Get it, Amy.
Where are you going skiing, Amy? Maybe she already left.
Could be. But happy Tuesday and good luck going down those mountains. Yo, dude, I got to show you this video, man. This is crazy. I'm all about, like, I shouldn't say I'm all about, but like, if there's like nonviolent crimes, if you're shoplifting or something, like whatever, I don't really care. But, you know, if you're ripping off like a bank, whatever, somehow, I don't really care. But when you're getting fucking reckless, like this video I'm about to show, dude, this is insane.
Ooh. What do we got?
Yeah, man. Check this. This is a robbery attempt for an ATM out of a 7-Eleven. Watch how they do this and watch how fucking nuts it is.
Here we go. Whoa.
This guy's running because he sees something. This gentleman comes in with a chain, busts right through the window, running around, goes up to the ATM. He's hooking it.
It's in the back of the store.
Back of the store. Now check this out, Chad.
Whoa.
Like a bomb went off. Now watch. They're not done. Now it's outside. Check out what happens. Boom.
Jesus Christ. These people, man. Look at that shit.
Now this guy runs so he doesn't get fucking bolted with it. This is so reckless, bro. Who's in that van that could be dead?
Oh, my God. It's insane. Whoa.
Yep. Yep. And you know what happened? 30 minutes later, the chain broke and the cops found the ATM. So all that was for nothing, dude.
Of course. Well, you know, they're criminals, so they're not the brightest people in the world.
Right. But that is fucking reckless, man. Like, that, you might as well go in with a bomb and fucking, you know?
I mean, just like this, you know, you got to think back to the store owner. Like, now your store's destroyed for these friggin' idiots trying to steal. What's in an ATM? $10,000, $5,000. I don't know how much they keep in there.
It's right.
Stupid, man. People are idiots.
And the owner of the store is like, oh, I'm going to put this in a safe spot in the back of the store. It'll make it harder. Yeah. People won't even think about robbing it. And then you got that, dude.
Yeah. All that product destroyed, the shelving, the mess you got to clean up. I mean, well, that's the biggest thing with my kids. I'm always like, you guys can make the mess, but guess who cleans it up?
Me. Right.
So don't do that.
Exactly. You got to sing the cleanup song. Clean up, clean up, everybody. Before we get too far, Mr. Gracie, we cannot forget this bad boy. Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Two voices in the air, they vibe, they glow. They got the kind of spark you wanna know. Dropping thoughts like stars, watch them flow. The gracious blue, oh yeah, it's true. Laughs and wisdom all for you. The gracious too, they're breaking through. Turn it up, it's what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk the talk, it's sharp, it's real. Conversations that you wanna feel.
Okay.
Every word's a ride, they've got that deal.
Yeah.
Fade out.
Yes.
Sweet. Let's go. Dylan Nightingale says, cash trucks get bombed in South Africa daily. I can see that. Yeah. I would not want to be an armored truck driver in friggin' South Africa. No thanks.
Well, I'll be honest. That's what I thought when I saw that video. I'm like, oh, what third world country has a 7-Eleven in it? And these crazy people are going nuts like that.
Crazy.
This is for you, Mr. Gracie. In 2026, California's getting a bunch of new laws that are taking effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we'll go over them maybe one by one and see what our feelings are on these bad boys, because
I think they all suck, but go ahead.
Yeah, I think so.
This is what they spend their time on. They don't worry about the $24 billion they lost, you know, for the homeless. They worry about these bullshit, stupid little laws. Go ahead.
Let's see what we got here. So 2026, laws taking effect. First one, this is cool. Okay, California minimum wage, $16.90. I'm for it.
Great.
I guess the federal is like under $8. So this is kind of a double-edged sword, right? If you're a brand new business, this might put you out of business. You might not be able to hire people.
Well, the existing businesses, like the big businesses, like McDonald's or like something like fast food, like they'll just get rid of the hourly workers and put up kiosks. So
true,
it loses
very
jobs.
True.
So whatever.
Yeah,
go ahead. This is a prime example of the Democrats thinking they're helping people when they're hurting people. This is what they do. But go ahead.
San Francisco taking it to the next level, almost $20 an hour minimum wage, $19.18.
Exactly. Yep.
So you could go to work, make $19.18 an hour, clock out for break, go shit in the street, wipe your ass with your hand, and go right back to work.
Exactly.
Cool.
Well, except the law-abiding citizen making money will get arrested by the police, but the bums and the homeless people, they can just shit wherever. But go ahead.
Yep. How it goes. And I want to give a shout-out to SoCals. This is their Instagram, SoCals. That's who posted this. Landlords must provide stoves and fridges. They don't need to provide housing, but if you have a house, you need a stove and fridge.
Yes. Well, like that's good. I mean, move into a new place, have to get a fridge or whatever. It's usually a fridge. It's always a stove, but
right.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll give it. That's a good one.
Absolutely. Diwali official state holiday.
Okay. Great.
Cool. Glad they did that. I'm sure everybody in the state wanted that to happen. I'm sure majority of their constituents were like, yo, we need an official state holiday.
They're all calling for it. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Security deposits return elec. What does that mean? Security deposits return elec. Maybe security deposits, I'm guessing for... Oh, maybe you didn't need security deposits to rent back in the day. Now they're bringing them back. I don't know. Above my pay grade. Uber and Lyft drivers can unionize. That's kind of good, but maybe bad for your Uber prices. I don't know.
Yes.
Tips can't offset delivery driver base pay. I kind of like that. So these companies have to pay out more. Rock on.
That's good. Yeah,
okay. Cat declawing band. I don't know if that's
true. I mean, it's really horrible for cats. Yeah.
But do you need your state saying what you can and can't do to your home animal? Like,
this is what I mean. Like, this is the dumb bullshit they concentrate on. Like this one right here. It's like, go figure out where the $24 billion is for the homeless. That's missing, that you can't account for. Go do that.
Right. Yes. Because here's I see this chat. I'm like, okay, so if I'm a person who doesn't want like my furniture wrecked by the cat or stuff like that, I was maybe going to go adopt a cat, but now I can't take out those front claws. Now I might not adopt a cat, and now they're going to euthanize it. So what's better, a cat, you know, an inside house cat not having it? I get it's a surgery and stuff like that, but I think they're out for it, blah, 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 blah. I think you shouldn't
pull them out while they're awake.
Right. You shouldn't declaw a cat that goes outside, but inside, it is what it is.
Yeah, Scotty Blackman says, next there'll be a law not to hurt fish. Exactly. Can't use barbed hooks in your fish.
Yeah, they have feelings. No rent owed during mandatory evacuations.
Okay.
So who pays the landlord during that time? Can they lose their house?
That is California. I was just going to say, it's a war on landlords here. Like, you know. Like, it's really almost impossible to evict somebody out of your property at this point if you own it and they rent. And now it's like, oh no, there's a evacuation. You can't pay rent anymore. Like, what? It's great. It's nuts.
It kind of makes no rent owed during that. That's fine if the state wants to do that, but they have to subsidize the landlord. He just can't be left to shit out in the wind with, you know.
Right. Yeah. What's the landlord supposed to do? Exactly.
Yeah. Food labels, no more sell-by dates. So what does that mean?
Sell-by dates are bullshit anyway. They're completely random. Like the companies are responsible for the sell-by dates, and they just do it to make so people buy more shit, you know?
Right. So are they saying they're going to have like a use by date instead, or they're just not going to have a date on it in general?
I don't. That's a good question. I don't know.
But that's the problem. Some laws are like so vague that it could be interpreted a bunch of different ways. You know, I guess you'd have to look at the full thing, but that's how a lot of these people don't pay taxes, because the tax law is written so crazy that there's loopholes in them and they can get around them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
oh, exactly. Yeah. The U.S. tax code is ridiculous.
Fucking 9 billion pages.
Yeah. Dumb.
A1 chatbots must disclose they're not humans. I like that.
I like that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Down with that.
We're down with the sickness. Restaurant menus must list allergens. Okay.
Well, okay. Yeah. There's so many allergies now because of vaccines, but that's a whole different topic. But yeah. Okay. Great.
Right. And it's like, you know, as the person ordering, if you have allergies, like say I had a peanut allergy and I'm going to a restaurant, I'd be like, I would let the waiter know, hey, by the way, I'm ordering this. Is there any peanuts in it or something like that? Like,
it's right back to no self accountability. Like, you should be telling the staff that you have an allergen. The menu doesn't have to freaking tell you that. Like, it's up to you.
Right.
To tell people, because you have the allergy.
Exactly. No, but people can't be responsible for themselves and, you know, but, you know.
Why would they do that?
Come on now. San Francisco must rezone for more housing. Where? That looks pretty full to me.
Good luck.
Yeah. Maybe the homeless camps that they have set up could be rezoned for housing. I don't know.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Take out the drug parks, put some houses there.
Check this out. Chad, so law enforcement face coverings banned, but criminals cool to do.
No, this is a direct attack on ICE. Because ICE is being doxxed by these stupid white liberals who are against illegals being removed because they just have to be. And now, but I don't think the feds have to follow state law. So whatever. Great.
True.
Yeah, what about the criminals? Exactly. They can wear a mask. All the Antifa fucks can wear a mask, but you have a problem with that.
Yep. Oh, and then Troy said, to be fair, the waiter may not know, you know, about the allergies. Yes, but he could go back to the chef and say, hey, is blah, 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 blah. Put it on, you know, kind of that way. I'm just saying, like, to list every out, like Chad said, like, you could be allergic to fucking wheatgrass, fucking an air particle, like, you got to say, oh, there's feces in here. I'm allergic to it. Like,
there's going to be a whole page of allergens. Like, oh, this is
right.
Grass and fucking air.
My menu would say,
or a glass of water.
My menu would say, our food has every allergy in it known to man. So if you have allergies, maybe you want to eat somewhere else.
Exactly. Fuck
listed
right
that way. Yeah. San Francisco energy benchmarks do. 100-day fine. So if you can't pay your energy bill, they'll then tack on $100 per day. Is that what I'm reading?
I guess. I don't know. Well, you know, electricity is so expensive in the state already because they're idiots.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's tack on more money to people's energy bills.
Insane. So those are the new laws coming into effect. Some crazy, some okay.
Yeah, well. They didn't talk about the refineries that are leaving and going to jack our gas prices all. Valero is taking $1 billion loss to leave the state.
Wow.
$1 billion write down to get out of here. That's how bad it is for regulations and taxes in this state.
Can you imagine, dude?
They're like, I mean, it's worth us to lose $1 billion to leave California.
Yep. Because we'll make it up, you know, whatever state we go to.
Friggin' nuts, man.
And California should be like, okay, now we're losing all this tax revenue. This is, I mean, that's a lot of fucking loot that they, I'm sure, put into the state of California through taxes. Oh,
definitely, yeah. I'm waiting for Silicon Valley to start moving out, like the big, big players start moving the fuck out. Because then maybe they'll get, you know, they'll understand. Maybe that'll get their attention in Sacramento. Maybe that'll get Gavin Newsom's attention. Or it could just be like, yeah, okay, Google, yeah, fuck off, bye. Like you said, the Bed Bath & Beyond. Like,
right. I
mean, what is wrong with these people? Why do they keep voting for these people, man?
Silicon Valley is going to be the only spot left that really California has. Like, Hollywood's moving to New Jersey and other places for tax credits and stuff like that. Like, big major studios are moving out of there. So, I mean, Silicon Valley's
fucked.
Yeah. Silicon Valley is going to be their only, like, you know, big companies there. And if they start wisening up to realize that they're getting the shaft of it they're out, then Cali's really fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, Gavin keeps saying, we're the fourth largest economy in the world. It's like, yeah, for now, but you didn't do that. Like, he says that as if it's, like, from him being in power, but he didn't do that. California's been the fourth largest economy for decades.
Right, yeah.
It's not because of you, Gavin. You're actually destroying it. It's probably going to become the fifth or sixth largest economy very soon as more and more companies, Fortune 100 companies move out of here.
And it should have been like number one with all the resources it had. And, you know, Silicon Valley's there. Hollywood's there. Big oil companies are there. Like, not many states have all those huge companies there, like, doing business. Tesla was there. Like they have, and they still squander all that money and fucking, it's just crazy. Oh, yeah.
They take all that tax money and spend it on illegals, healthcare and shit.
Yeah.
The citizens do not benefit from it. It's just wild, man. And people still like, oh, no, I got to vote for Gavin. I love Gavin. He's going to be a great president. It's like, what are you talking about? He had a $30 billion surplus when he took office. Now he has a $60 billion deficit.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, my numbers could be wrong, but it was a giant surplus when he took office.
And now it's a deficit.
It's a big deficit now. Billions of dollars. Like, And there's people out there are like, oh, Gavin will make a great president. Why? Because he speaks well? He looks good? What are you talking about? Like,
well, that's why he would, Chad, because he could look you in the eye and lie, and you don't think he's lying. That's why he would be a great fucking leader.
Lying is a sport to that guy, dude. Just lie right in your face about anything.
All for you would just think people, inflation is down thanks to President Trump. I'm seeing all this stuff. Like, people don't realize how beneficial the tariffs were in the short term, and they're going to be even more beneficial in the long term. But
as I said last week, you know, there was that person in California taking pictures of the gas prices to go, oh, look, Trump's gas prices aren't down. It's like, no, it's because California taxes. Your gas price would be like in the low threes if California didn't tack on $1.60 per gallon, which is going to go up, by the way.
Right.
And they're now taxing on mileage for electric cars, or they're going to. I think that's starting maybe in 26.
Wow.
So you I don't want to pay for gas. I'm going to get an electric car. You're paying a lot of money for electricity, which is probably equal to the amount of gas money you would pay anyway. And now you're going to get taxed per mile.
Wow.
So
they fucking taxed the shit out of everything with no benefits in return. Like, I would love to see what actual paycheck looks like from California after you take state and federal out of it.
Yeah.
It's got to be fucking like 60% at this point.
I got to get a place in Vegas soon.
Yeah, man, for sure.
No state income tax, baby. No state income tax.
Check this bad boy out, Mr. Gracie. Something we were talking about a little bit earlier. This is Peter Rost. He worked, it doesn't show the top of it. The beginning says, I worked at Pfizer for 17 and then years is what you guys see. Let me see if I could put it this way so you could see the whole thing. Yeah, there we go. I worked at Pfizer for 17 years. We didn't discover drugs. We discovered markets. If a drug cured asthma in 3 days, we'd kill it. Chronic disease is where the money is. Cures are bad for business. This is a guy who worked at Pfizer for 17 years. So it shows
those drugs don't cure anything. They don't cure anything. They don't cure any disease. The last thing that they eradicated was smallpox, and they never did that again because it, guess what it did? Took a whole drug off the market, whole vaccine off the market. They didn't like that.
Yep. They like to just like take care of some of the symptoms so they're not as hard, oh, yeah, but prolong the fucking actual shit of it. That's crazy.
They treat symptoms, not diseases. Always. Yep.
He worked at Pfizer for 17 years, revealed that pharmaceutical industry deliberately suppresses real cures from the public so they can sell patentable drugs instead. This is from the Carnivore Bar's Instagram. So you guys could go and look this up. This is Peter Rost from the, that worked at Pfizer for 17 years. So, you know, it's just not bullshit that we're putting out here. Big Farmers 101. There is no money in healthy people. There is no money in dead people. The money is right in the middle.
That's right. And they're all in cahoots with the food companies, too, putting all the shitty ingredients in your fucking food, making you sick. And then they sell you the drug to friggin' mask the symptoms, but you're still sick. They don't ever look at the underlying problem and fix that.
Preach it, brother. That's fucking A.
It's true.
First day at med school, be like, a patient cured is a customer lost. That's probably how they look at it, man. The whole time we're thinking our doctors are compassionate. It's really the nurses that are. These doctors are all out for their pocket, and they look at you exactly like that. If they cure you, you're gone out of their office. They don't get a paycheck.
Right.
Evil.
They want to keep you coming back. And then everyone thinks all doctors know about vaccines. No, no, no. They have, like, I think one or two pages of education in the medical schools for vaccines. Like, they learn nothing about them. They just take the word of the pharmacies. Or the pharmaceutical companies come into their office and sell them the shit, and they get bonuses for every time they give out vaccines to kids and whoever else. Bonuses. Yep. It's money. Sorry.
Like, so the fact that these pharmaceutical companies could say, let's just say we have a medicine for ADHD. There's three of them. But if you push this one, we're going to give you, you know, a certain amount of bonus. Why? They should be pushing the best medicine for that patient, not the one that's going to make them the most money. So the fact that they're giving incentives based on a medicine that could possibly not work as well as an individual they're prescribing it for is crazy. They should not be getting bonuses based on how many prescriptions they write. They should be just writing prescription based on what the patient needs, not
fucking
their bonus
for someone that's cured.
Boom. Chad, you just fucking hit the nail on the head, dude. RFK says the pharmaceutical industry is not trustworthy industry. They're really a criminal cartel. Bam. Straight from the horse's mouth.
Before COVID, everybody knew this.
Right.
Right. And then COVID turned all the leftists into fucking pro pharmaceuticals because of the bullshit vaccine that before Trump got out of office, all the Democrats were like, we're never taking that. We don't know what's in it. And then they get in office and they're like, oh, mandatory. You have to take it to keep your job. But like I said, everybody knew pharmaceutical companies were fucking evil before COVID. And now you have idiots on the left defending them. Oh no, they're great. What are you talking about? He's, you know, RFK there. He's anti-science. He's bad.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest too. Even when Trump was like doing warp speed for the vaccine and stuff like that, I was still going to be skeptical on taking it because they were rushing it. So it wasn't like whoever it came out with, I was just using my common sense to say, hey, maybe let me watch a couple million people take this, see what happens, and then I'll take it. Yeah, you know, like
from day one, I think I told the story. I had a doctor explain to me what it was, and I was like, because, you know, it inserts RNA into your RNA
DNA.
Pieces into your RNA and like makes your cells make these spike proteins. I was like, I'm never fucking taking that, dude. Ever. Ever.
Ever.
Never.
Even never. As they were forcing you to do it, to go out to eat, to fucking have a job, to do whatever. That's how crazy criminal it was.
Well, there were ways around that.
Yeah, but hard ones, dude. Like, so some, it's like my friend who was a nurse, like, had to claim religious exemption. But in the beginning, they were saying you can't claim religious exemption. And like, she had to like fight for it. But a lot of people got fired or quit because of it. Like, there was a lot of fucking shady stuff.
Oh yeah, for the workers, for hospital workers especially, they almost had to take it to keep their job. I was saying there were ways around going into restaurants and stuff, when, you know,
right.
I figured out a way to do that.
Dr. Toby Rogers says, unfortunately, these days, medical school is just a glorified trade school for people trained to obey the pharmaceutical industry.
There you go. Exactly what I just said. 100%.
Because you got to wonder, like, do these doctors know that going into this profession, or do they get there and they're like, listen, now you need to play ball. And they're like, oh, we've done fucking all this schooling, so I guess we have to. Like, I wonder how it goes, because I always just had a different opinion of doctors. Like, I didn't think they were in it for the Ferrari. I thought they were in it because they liked curing people and, you know, that's using their brain.
Yeah, exactly, but, Joe. I still have mine, too.
Way to go, Shuto.
Yeah. I was going to say, oh, no. So our whole medical system is from John Rockefeller. You know that, right?
Yeah.
And because all the drugs that we have are petrol-based.
Oil-based.
And he set up the whole friggin' medical school infrastructure back in his evil ways. And because of pharmaceutical drugs. I mean, so this is all from John D. Rockefeller, dude. It's freaking crazy.
And the fact that they're still saying, like, the way they get around a lot of things is they say, oh, we're practicing medicine. So, like, that's how they get around some lawsuits and stuff, so they can get, there could be some mistakes made along the way. How long are you going to practice medicine? You've been a doctor for fucking 30 years. If I don't practice something for 30 years and then keep practicing, like, I compete at that point and practice some other time.
Start doing it.
Yeah, right. It's like, holy shit, man. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got going on here. Big Pharma is not in the business of health and healing. Their focus is on disease maintenance and managing symptoms, because curing disease would put them out of business. Yeah. So it's all on stuff like it is. And this is all common sense. And people, if you don't see that, like, then I don't know how to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't see that these guys have fucked us forever and their only thing that they're beholden to is the bank account of that company, not the people they're trying to cure, then you're crazy.
Right. That's right. They violate the Hippocratic Oath. Do no harm all day long.
Right.
Even modern doctors do that. The whole medical system does that now. They do not adhere to the Hippocratic Oath because they do harm constantly.
Yeah, 100%.
Profit.
My goodness, people. Yeah, that's why it's like and you notice that nursing, I mean, they're actually in it to care. Like, that's usually nurses, if you're ever in a hospital.
Yeah.
That's who you see the most of. That's who spends the most time. The doctor comes in for 3 seconds, looks at your chart, and he's like, oh, blah, 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 later, you know?
Yeah, nurses care because they're not paid a lot of money. And they make decent money, but they're not paid enough money to, like, completely shit on people and be like, ah, fuck it, I don't care if he dies, and inject him with this, you know? I think nurses actually do care. You're right about that.
Yeah, and they don't get – so they make a paycheck. They make a healthy living, and they're doing it because they like to care. They're not getting paid bonuses to give a patient fucking extra medicine and all this stuff. They're actually doing it because they care of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So anytime a doctor comes – right. Anytime I'm in a hospital, a doctor comes, I'm like, get the fuck out of here, and where's the nurse? I know she cares. Right. You're coming here to give me some bullshit, dude. Go funk yourself.
It's here, take this. We're prescribing this to you. Oh, well, why? Oh, because you have this side effect from the other medication, so I have to prescribe this one to you to alleviate that side effect. And then you have the side effect from this medication. Now we have to give you another drug to alleviate that side effect. It's just
right.
You have these old people that are on like 20 fucking drugs. Like they have to have a pill case to see what drugs they take on certain days.
Right.
It's fucking insane, dude. It just makes you worse.
Well, and Chad, you just said the perfect scenario, too. Like, we gave him one drug. Now we're going to give him another drug to combat the side effects of this drug. And now we're going to throw a third drug in there to combat the side effects. But they're still keeping them on the other two drugs with all the side effects. They're not pulling them away.
Yeah.
It's fucking
crazy. Oh, now you're
depressed,
so now you have to give you Zoloft, too. We got to make you feel good.
And by the way, you might have thoughts of suicide after you take this, but your depression might be cured, but you might want to kill yourself.
I heard that not too long ago. It may or might not be true that every shooter since time has began, every mass shooter has been on a psychiatric drug, I should say. So go figure.
I believe it. I believe it.
I believe that. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because here's the deal. Like, I've taken SSRIs, as they say, like Lexapro, stuff like that. I've tried across the course of my time and stuff like that. And I realized, it'll make you not feel sad, but it'll also make you not feel anything. Like your empathy goes away. Like it makes you not feel as like you once did. So yeah, the depression's gone. What do we got?
Put up Karen's last thing about live, the Red Cross. And I will answer live... this directly. Go ahead. Read it.
Bomb. Why did Live change the Red Cross to the Blue Cross? If it's a Red Cross issue, I worked with them several times and they are totally not like that. They are all volunteers, usually good doers, who do not care.
And here's my answer. It is not a Red Cross issue. It is a libtard issue.
Yep. Blue no
Can't
matter
be
who.
Anything associated with Trump over there.
Can you imagine, man?
Oh boy. Yeah, we have a guy that's seemingly in charge who voted for Obama, Biden, and fucking Harris. So that's why it's blue.
He campaigned hard for Obama too. He was at fucking rallies for him and all that jazz.
Oh yeah.
Do we have anything on the audience for the audience on that front? Anything going on with that we want to talk about?
As far as what?
With Eddie K? Anything going on? Have you guys spoke?
Oh,
you guys...
me? Oh, no. Yeah. We're just waiting on some court procedures before we start doing some good stuff.
Rock on. Before we start hammering. Oh, my God, dude. Check this out. This is what scares me about. Have you been skiing before? I know you haven't done it in a minute, or snowboarding.
I've been snowboarding twice in my life. And I don't like it. But are you talking about the Heavenly chairlift or no, Squaw Valley that they show, the line?
No, this is crazy. We'll have to check that one out too. But they're just, I always thought they were dangerous. Like you go to get on the lift, you're not like, there's nothing that goes over you. Your feet are just kind of dangling off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It seems like you could be stuck out there. God forbid the power goes out. Like they always just kind of mess with me. Never had an issue, but I'm like, this seems dangerous.
Yes.
Check this out, dude. This brings up all my fears and makes me know they're valid.
Accidents ever. This incident occurred in Georgia back in 2018. The ski lift at the Godari Winter Resort lost control while holidaymakers were skiing. Suddenly, the chairlift began moving in reverse at high speed, causing ski lift chairs to collide with each other. Initially, the accident was thought to be caused by voltage fluctuations or brake issues. However, a French investigative firm determined it was human error that led to this terrifying incident. Upon stopping the chairlift, the operator needed to switch it to the diesel generator power and transport the tourists to a safe location where they could disembark from the chairlift. Unfortunately, the operator made a critical mistake. Essentially, the chairlift operator failed to activate the backup generator, resulting in the lift rolling back. The incident left 11 skiers seriously injured, including a citizen of Sweden, 6 Russians, and 4 Ukrainians. Fortunately, there have been no recorded fatalities.
How? No fatalities, dude. That's crazy.
I would be jumping off. Starting to go backwards like that, I'd be like, I'm jumping off as soon as I get close. I'm jumping the hell off this thing.
No way, man. It seemed like the two people on there got caught and like literally smashed into the fucking wreckage too. Some people were getting thrown off as it was clicking on, you know, but Jesus. What the fuck, dude?
Well, there's another reason not to go skiing.
Yeah.
For me, and the fact that no, thanks.
The fact that our bones are not as tough as they once were. They're a little bit more brittle.
I see these girls on the dating apps are like, I want to get an icon pass and go skiing. I'm like, left? No, thanks. Any woman that ride motorcycles or want to go skiing, left.
See ya.
Done. See ya. Out.
Yeah, well, the motorcycle, yeah. The skiing, now you got me thinking, maybe.
So when I was talking about, there's a Squaw Valley, which is up in Tahoe, and they had like a 3-hour-long lift line. 3 hours to stand in line to get on a lift to go skiing. I'm like, dude, I'm friggin' throw my shit away and get in my car and go home. I'm not standing in a 3-hour line for anything.
Correct, dude. Joe says like the old playground, the merry-go-rounds back in the day. Remember the kid ones you used to get on and like spin them?
Get thrown off by centripetal force, man. You're like, trying to hold on.
Shame on that mountain, though, Chad. You say that. I would be like, if I got there and there was a 3-hour lift, I would have been like, you couldn't tell me this before I fucking bought the pass for the day that there would be 3-hour lines to get on?
Yeah.
Like, how dare you?
Stupid.
No, thank you. So we played a bunch of serious stuff and whatever today. I got the funniest video that I've seen in a long time. And I know I say that a lot. So I was going to say, I don't use that term.
You can keep getting funnier and funnier. Go ahead.
That's right. I was going to say, I don't use that term too often, but I think I do actually. Check this out, Chad. This is the funniest thing ever. So this lady's on a airplane and a couple behind her is fighting because I think the wife picked a window seat and then she left the space in the middle and booked her husband the aisle seat. And then a hot chick sits in between them. And then this couple starts fighting. So the girl in front starts recording. And then you got to listen to the fight, dude.
Oh,
you're gonna,
my God.
It's so funny.
Is there a reason why you did this?
Why just to yell? People on the plane, don't stop yelling. All right, be considerate.
I'm asking you why you would do something like this intentionally. I feel like it was intentional.
Oh, now I did intentionally.
Yeah, it seems like it's intentional.
Why? Because she's pretty? Huh?
What does that have to do with
it? No, that's what you're talking about.
I didn't even notice that she was pretty good.
Yeah,
oh, you did?
Sure.
Somehow you just noticed.
Chad, the funny part is, so they're fighting like over the pretty girl that's in between them.
And oh, there's a person sitting in between them?
Yeah.
So
that's
what
they're
God.
Fighting over.
Oh, my God.
She's like, what are you mad at? That the girl's pretty? And the wife's like, I didn't even notice she's pretty, but you did. And now they get even crazier. I think he starts talking about beating her and shit.
She was pretty? You just noticed she was pretty?
Well, you're not pretty anymore. Look at the way you let yourself go.
Oh, shit.
You're insulting me.
Yeah, I am.
Well,
because she insulted
God,
me.
God, that poor girl has to sit there.
Now I'm a piece of
That's
shit.
That's what you are.
Piece of shit.
That's what you are. Yeah.
I'm looking at
you.
Why don't
you go guys keep it down? I'm trying to...
Shut up! Why don't you go and sit somewhere else? I'm calling the steward.
Fine. You want to sit somewhere else?
Yeah, I really do.
You know what? Fine.
And I want you to
You know what? As soon as you get there, get your own freaking hotel.
You know what?
All right? Because I don't
care. I already did that anyway.
And I still love you, no matter what. Okay?
I don't care if you love me. I don't have any feelings for you anymore.
You
right
don't.
Now.
No, you don't have any feel.
I don't.
You know what? Take the vacation yourself, okay? No, I'm glad we waited 2 years to take the vacation.
Yeah.
And now look at you.
Yeah. Okay. Just move.
You're not appreciative. I spent all my time getting this.
Why don't you lower your voice?
You're lucky we even got on this plane.
Lower your voice, Albert.
Elizabeth, just sit down and be quiet.
I am sitting down.
You're annoying everyone on this plane, including her.
Fucking idiot.
No? What?
You're a fucking idiot.
Wow.
Did you hear what you said to your husband?
Yeah. Oh, that's...
You want to call you a fucking bitch? You want to call you a fucking bitch?
Go right ahead and
you like
call
that shit?
That. Go ahead and call me.
You like that shit? Oh, my God. Dude. I mean, is that real? It's just, I mean, my God.
Arguing over
this person, like this girl sitting between them, and they're just, I would have been like, I'd punch them both in the face. Like, shut the fuck
right.
up.
Like that, like, holy shit. You can see glimpses of the girl they're fighting over. She's so uncomfortable. She's like, can somebody fucking stop these animals?
Yeah.
He's about to leap across the sea.
I would have called the stewardess if I was that girl. I'd be like, hey. Get me out of here. I'm not sitting between
totally.
These two idiots. Wow.
He's like, you're lucky we're on this plane. Like, what do you mean by that? That you're lucky people are around, otherwise you were going to beat her? Like, what the fuck, dude? And it's like, you're a fucking asshole. Uh-oh. Bobby's adding something. Let's see what we got here. What do you got there, Abu Bay? Did you mean to do that?
Yeah. Sir, need to put that back.
This is Michael Harris with Secure Solutions Global Security Operations Center. We are currently witnessing a crime in progress at our store location at 1201 North Wilmington. The crime appears to be a robbery in progress.
This is a stolen vehicle.
Let's get a drone out there.
Located, heading north on Columbus. Suspect fleeing on foot.
Take him out.
Take him out.
Vehicle's empty. Do we have eyes on suspect?
Suspect is fleeing on the east side of the building.
Officer in pursuit of suspect.
Alrighty then. So that was a video Bobby put up because I guess Carenza asked for it. So thank you, Bobby, for that.
Is that a like, future thing or is that happening now?
Well, this is why I would think Bobby would kind of stay on pace with what we got going on here and play things that we were kind of talking about. But cool. I like that drone footage and all that stuff. It looks pretty cool. Yeah, but that's the future, right? I'm sure they have that now, Chad. I mean, if they're showing videos on that, you know, I'm sure right. They had stuff like that. Crazy, dude. Hopefully they had that for the ATM thieves at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. They're trying to steal venues and force bans into casinos. I think Carenza has her own podcast that she does and chimes in over here. Yeah, that was a good axon.com. So I guess that's the people who do the body cam footage and all that stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, totally cool. Gracious audience, you guys are very, very cool today. Watch the giver, Bobby says. I don't know what that means. I love our man, Bobby. Thank you for throwing me off there, dude. I thought you were adding a video to something. I should have checked the private chat. But cool. Yeah, man. I'm all for going after criminals like
yes,
that.
100%.
Anything to protect our men and women in blue against...
If you turn around, square up on you, you should be able to shoot them. See ya.
Yeah. See you wouldn't want to be. If you're not following their orders and stuff like that, they should be able to come in, throw you in cuffs, all that stuff. Like, back in the day, I think they had a little bit more hands-on, and now we're all, they got to...
Now we got to freaking tase them and less than lethal.
My friend, who's a correction officer, posted a thing. So I guess they were giving, the criminals in his jail, these extra Christmas meals and stuff like that, which is nice. Like, hey, by all means. But they didn't give the COs, the correction officers, anything. So they're... rewarding the criminals in there with nice meals and stuff like that, but nothing for the actual guys protecting them and making sure the prisons run right. It's just an upside down world, Chad, you know?
It's liberal policies. They cater to criminals, not to the victims or the police. It's all about the criminals. Yeah. Criminals. Why are they like that? How are they raised that they're criminals now? Like, who cares? They're fucking criminals.
Yep.
Bye. Put them in jail.
And don't you think though, Chad, but prison shouldn't just be where you take these criminals, you put them in jail, lock them away, and then you forget about them. It should actually be about rehabilitating them. See what led them to the crime in the first place. Like, dump money into that. You know what I'm saying? Dump money into, you know, because they're going to be let out someday. So it'd be nice if they were let out less violent than being more violent before they went in. Like, a lot of these criminals come out knowing more how to do crime better, how to be more violent, and then they come out and commit more crimes and then have to go back. They're not being rehabilitated. They're just thrown in a cage, forgotten about, and then whatever. Like, there's got to be a fucking better way.
I agree on some level. Some people can't be rehabilitated, but yeah, I agree.
But shouldn't they at least try? Like, rather than, you know what I'm saying? Like, if say somebody's in jail for a violent crime, they're in there for 10 years. Nope. They're going to be out in 10 years. Like, if you haven't fixed that issue, he's probably going to commit another violent crime and be back in there. So it's like you're just adding to it. It's like if you just put in a little bit more effort, like if you actually didn't want to make money off these prisoners and actually wanted to rehabilitate them, I feel like there would be a way to do that. But I feel like they just look at them as like, here's a way for us to get money and funding and then put them back out on the street just as bad as they came in.
Yeah, most prisons are privately owned now, so they are money-making machines. So
it's crazy.
Why would they want to rehabilitate a new customer that comes back after he commits another crime?
That's the whole fucking, like, that's where capitalism, even though it's the best form of society we have yet, but that's where it gets squirrely, is like when the almighty dollar is all the company thinks about. They don't actually think about what they're doing. So it's like, I get jails want to make money and stuff like that, but your main duty of being that jail is to rehabilitate these people, not just lock them away and have them come out worse than they came in. Mm-hmm. You would think.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think when it gets to like big things like that, like pharmaceutical companies and prisons and stuff like that, you got to take the capitalism out of it. It's got to be for the people at that point, not for the dollar for the company to make. It's almost right. Like shit like that should be run by the government. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like,
oh, I agree. Yeah.
So they don't have to make money off it. They're actually have just the best interest of the people they're trying to treat. But that's just me and I'm stupid. I got one more video for us, Mr. Gracie. This is a fucking nuts, and it just stops at the end of it, but this is a dude in, I don't even know how to pronounce the country. I'm going to say Kyrgyzstan. caught on camera. He catches an avalanche on camera, and he's videotaping it, and it just ends, and it seems like, before it covers him up. Let me show you this. I'm like, as I'm watching, I'm like, I think you should be moving, dude. You know, my comment is kicked in, but it's apparently... Just the sound of that, dude, you're like, wow.
Oh, I've seen this. Yeah, it's nuts. It's a hell of an avalanche.
Oh, you have seen this?
Yeah.
This is crazy, dude.
Yeah, the thing just not doesn't stop. It's crazy.
And he's like zooming out and stuff. I'm like, okay, but it looks like it's coming towards you, like at a rapid pace. I would be running.
It ain't stopping. Here, get down.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. You fucking nut job. Now, does that just stop there because, like, the snow covered it up and broke the camera and then they found the memory card? Or does it just stop there so we wonder what happens next?
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
That's crazy, though.
No, thank you.
And it's... No way, man. I'm not that, you know, like, I don't need to catch the shot that bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm outie.
Right.
Be cool to have, but peace. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Before we go, let's bring on Bobby to say hello. The one and only Bobby. What up there, sir?
How you doing, guys? How's everybody?
Chilling.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to show that video because I was putting in the chat, but I guess you didn't see that I put something in the chat because Carenza was asking about it. I wanted to show it last week. We didn't have a chance to, so.
I love it.
Like they're moving their technology fast as far as like the police state.
Yeah.
It's getting crazy. They're going to crack down big time.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we're going to have precogs too, maybe like a minority report.
Yeah, that's what was heading to. Yeah.
That's freaking freaky. I'm all about giving like the police whatever they need to like, you know, all the tools that they need. But where does it get to a point where it's like a big surveillance state and all that jazz? Like, I guess if you're really not doing anything, do you care? I guess, do you care about privacy? Like, if you want to have, like, let's just say you want to go, you know, you're at a bar and you want to go in between the alley to catch a freaking BJ from a chick that you met there. and all of a sudden that's on camera, you're getting arrested for it. You know,
yeah, exactly.
It could get like that. I'm all about going after violent criminals, but if I want to get blown in the backseat of my car and that's illegal, I want to be able to do that. Just saying. Just saying.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah. I don't need a camera catching me and getting me in trouble for that. But yeah, gracious Tuesday, folks. Gotta love it. I'm gonna. So, what was Bad Thoughts with Tom Segura? I gotta check that out, dude.
Yes. Oh my god, it's hilarious.
It's a show, right? It's not just a movie.
No, it's episodes. I think it's like 4 or 5.
Cool.
And they're doing season 2 now too. So,
let's go.
It's hilarious. So,
and I think Tony Hinchcliffe is gonna be putting out a comedy movie. At least he was on some. Somewhere talking about it that he's got financing for it and they're putting out a real comedy movie that hasn't been put out in a long time. So,
oh, good. Like old school comedy movie? That'd be great.
Yeah. He's fucking hysterical, dude. Somebody told me, because every time I hear Tony talk, I'm like, he seems like a little effeminate. You know, people call him gay and stuff like that. And I always thought it was like a joke, but somebody told me that he's actually gay and he's out. But I never heard that from his mouth. So I wonder, but I always thought he was, but I never heard it like definitively. Like, right. I always thought it was like a running joke, but he kind of has that, you know, that little lift thing every now and again and the kind of high pitch feminine thing that they do. but then he seems like such a manly man. Like, it seems like stuff he talks about, he'd be into women. So it's like weird. I don't know. But somebody told me it was Father Paul, actually, that said, no, he's gay and he's out. I'm like, really?
Oh, there you go. Really? Great. Either way, so I don't give a shit.
No, but it's just funny. His own. Sausage is on in that case, you know. Sausage is on. anything else for us, Bobby? Did you have a video you wanted him to play, Mr. Gracie?
Yeah, I had a couple. Yeah, play one of those. I mean, play the last one I sent you. It's more about the Minneapolis stuff. Where'd John go? John disappeared.
Hold on, let me get this started up.
Where'd he go?
Oh shit!
Did he click off restream?
He'll be back, I'm sure. He's got to click for me too. Anyway, for the video, where did he go? It's crazy.
Uh-oh.
He must have hit the wrong button.
Yeah. Holy testicle, dude! I thought the wow.
What'd you do?
Hold on a second here, folks. Okay. Do not know what the hell happened there. I went to close out the browser that I use to share videos, and it closed out the main browser.
See.
And I'm glad the stream did it. We're still live. All right, cool. Anyway, go ahead, Bobby. I'm sorry.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you bring it up?
I don't have a share button. There we go.
Okay.
Right. Hold it away.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
We'll get there.
All right. Let's see where the volume is. All right.
Working overtime. Omar's husband, Tim Minette, launched Rose Lake Capital in 2022, and its reported value went from almost nothing to between $5 million and $25 million. Now, I'm not saying that there's a connection to what's been happening in Minnesota, but when your net worth jumps to $30 million in a year and you represent a district where $1 billion went missing, that's usually act two in the movie.
Please
like, comment, and subscribe.
Ilhan Omar's husband's venture capital.
Yeah, man.
I mean, true. Come on. Friggin' money laundering industrial complex up there, man. Friggin' she's deeply involved in it, obviously, and her piece of crap husband too.
Well, vote
they need
Rotolo.
To go after him. They need to
vote
go after
in 2026. I'm running in November. Sorry, Bobby.
Didn't she marry like one of her family members to get?
She married her brother. She married her brother either to get him in the country or for her to come in the country. Then she divorced him and married another guy that she cheated on with, and now she's with this dude. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Right.
Yeah, so, man. Like,
where it starts, that shit should have never happened. She needs to be out of there.
She needs to be
she
out of
follows
this country.
That
fuck
incest
out.
Is best. If you can't keep it in the pants, keep it in the family, apparently.
Well, apparently Somalia, like, was it, who, I think it was Joe Rogan talking about this? Somebody was saying that the stat is, the incest is rampant in Somalia. Like,
really?
It's just a big part of their culture.
Wow.
So it's not, that's not uncommon for them to marry their brother or, like, be with their brother. So,
well, that was like
part of their culture. Like, great. That's who we want. And the average IQ in Somalia is 67.
Holy. Oh, it's from the inbreeding, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
So we can fact check that, like, but that's what I saw someone talking about.
Well, that's like when we found out, I don't know if that was on Rogan, or maybe it was, but I just didn't hear it because I was listening, whatever. But that's like when that dude came on talking about in Afghanistan, it's like normal for these dudes to like be pedophiles to kids. Like they just rape mm-hmm. the kids and it's like normal yep. life. It's not even like a crime. They don't think about it. Like that's their way of life. So they say like pedophilia over there is a never ending cycle because they just do it. They made it normal and it just keeps happening.
They rape the boys and then they marry the girls at like nine years old.
Right. And then the boys grow up and rape their boys and fucking keep it going. And it's like that's their culture at this point because they've lost their way so fucking long. There was a dude on Rogan who was like over there fighting and like brought that up. And I was like blown away. I was like, that's a known fucking thing from that country. Oh, yeah. And that's OK. It's just strange. Like you would think like that would be a time. Like, if we knew that was going on for centuries, like, you would think that was a time where America stepped in and said, like, no, you can't rape your fucking kids and create, you know, this never-ending cycle. Like, but we'll go into a country to save democracy, but we won't go into a country to save shit like that. That doesn't make sense to me.
Import more of them
it doesn't.
And then the Dems want to import more of them in our country. Yeah, great.
Right.
Sounds good.
Right.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, in those parts of London where fucking Sharia law has taken place, pedophilia will become normal too. So women
they're raping girls. They're raping little girls. And then they make a post, the Englishmen make a post about it and they get put in jail for it. For pointing it out. It's freaking nuts.
It's insane. And like we keep pointing it out, but it's like what gets done about it, man? It's like I feel, not that we're talking into an empty microphone because it's shining lights on shit like this, but it's just it's fucking crazy that people are still putting up with it. Like if this was going on in New Jersey and parts of New Jersey, Sharia law was taking effect and women, I would be there fucking hitting dudes with bats and be like, no, she could walk around without that on her face, dude.
Yeah. It's happening in Dearborn, Michigan. They basically taken over that whole, the city council, the mayor, they're completely in charge there.
God, the videos I was watching is just nothing but Muslims. Nothing.
That's what they want. That's what they're doing. It's a slow invasion. That's what they do.
It's a slow decay.
Well, that too, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you just keep putting up with it. So
that's
it's like
racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Because it's not. You know what I'm saying? You could talk about a group of people that happen to be a race that are doing something bad and not condemning the entire race. That is also true, by the way. You know, there could be
exactly.
Well, Islam is it's Islamophobic. Okay, well, is it Christianophobic to kill Christians?
Yeah, should
is
be.
That a thing? I don't think so because you don't care about that.
Right,
that's not a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
we've gotten swirled. Another Gracious Tuesday, folks. Thank you all for participating. Bobby, you got anything for the audience?
Have a great day. Have a great holiday. See you after the holidays, guys. Happy New Year.
Yes, sir. For those of you celebrating New Year's and Merry Christmas and all that stuff, hope you had a great Christmas. We shall see you after the New Year. Great stuff on the horizon. Got a cool guest next week. Not going to tell you who it is. We're going to make you wait.
Hey, Happy New Year, everyone. Talk to you soon. Thank you for coming in. Please like, subscribe, and share, comment. And you want to show our sponsors before we go?
Yes, Mr. Gracie. Let's go. There's our QR code for the one and only ericjavitz.com. Good Feels and Old Glory. Old Glory is where you get all your rock memorabilia. Eric Javits for your high-end fashion. Miss Melania Trump, the first lady, wears their hats oh so often. And then, of course, my favorite seltzers and drops on the planet, those good feels. THC, baby, baby. Because people, I think, don't realize how cool those drops are. So if you're somebody like me that does like these, I do Gatorade Zeros. I just put them in my water. That's basically what those drops are. You just, instead of, you take a bottle of water and you just drop your THC flavoring in there and you get your good feels.
Good feel.
Yep. Go scan those QR codes. It'll lead you to the pages. And if you forget and you're on those pages, just type in the coupon code, thegracious2, all one word, and get your discount.
Bam.
Boom shakalaka. Peace, ladies and gentlemen.
Later, everybody. See you.